Jay Spaulding with you back here at the Jackson Heights Locker Room Chats here on 103.9 KNZA. As always, presented by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, Casey Patterson, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, and the Farmer State Bank in Holton. Coach, we're back at it here once again, week two, after a week one win at home, 21-0 over Riverside. It was a, on paper, big-time contest, and it really proved to be so for the first quarter especially, before some scoring finally started. But tell me what your takeaways are from last week's game.
Riverside's a really good football team. You know, they came out, they hit us in the mouth, and, you know, we were able to collect a few turnovers there in the second quarter that really, really, really was the difference of the game. And, you know, whenever you have Tyzel, Elijah, Beckham, as long as Hewins, you know, we had a lot of people to stop. And I thought our defense played fabulous during the course of the game. You know, there was Brody Browning and Titan Eisenbarth coined the statement, maybe the Honey Badgers. So hopefully we can keep that mantra going. But overall, I thought our offense played all right at times. But, you know, we have a lot of moving pieces around with Austin Zeller going to the wing spot and breaking in two more new offensive linemen this year, having new wings, new slots. So it's one of those things where I think the offense is going to take a little bit more time. But I like where we are, and I like the way we started.
Start on the defensive side of the ball here before we go back to offenses. I was really impressed. It was our game of the week. And on the defensive side of things, I really felt like you guys attacked the line of scrimmage. Riverside, great team, like you said. They're big, they're strong, but you guys were able to handle them. What impressed you the most about your defense?
Really, our linebackers coming downhill. All of our linebackers, from Colby Balhae to Tegan Balhae to Sir Peak to, like I said, Brody and also Titan, I thought they played exceptional football, and I thought we played really good in the back end too. You know, there was a couple big plays, and Colby made a huge play there in the first half with breaking that pass up. If they collect one of those passes, it might be a different ball game. And like I said in our pregame show, it's going to come down to turnovers, and we were able to force a few turnovers, especially the one inside the five-yard line. I think that really set the tone for the end of the first half. And then there in the second half, it was just a stalemate on both ends, and nobody could really get anything going.
Flipping it now to the offensive side, you mentioned how you think it might take a little bit of time to get this offense going just because of the new moving parts in certain areas. Tell me what you took away that was positive from last week's game. Again, scoring 21 points against a team like Riverside is definitely not something to hang your head about.
Yeah, you know, we were able to get in and out of our formations. We didn't have to waste a timeout on any of those possessions. And it's just the little things like running a route wrong here, stepping wrong here on the offensive line. And I kind of liked what Riverside coach said. Coach Payton said, we just had kids who went out there and made plays. You know, on the 4th and 10 from their side of the field, and Drake makes a play on a scramble and gets a first down. And then on our touchdown pass, you know, Austin made an unbelievable catch on that. So whenever you got those playmakers and they're able to make plays in big-time games, that's definitely what we're focusing on and looking forward to.
Jackson Heights 1-0 in conference play, 1-0 this season, and they head to Mar Hill Mount Academy tomorrow night. We'll talk more with head coach Caleb Wick after this here on KNZA. Jake Spaulding back with you as we continue on here with the Cobra Locker Room Chat here on KNZA, presented by Community Healthcare System, Holton Family Health Center, Farm Bureau Financial Services with Rob Wareham, Mitchell Nickel, Casey Patterson, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, and the Farmer State Bank in Holton. And, Coach, we talked about last week's game in depth a bit ago with our previous segment, but now let's flip the calendar to a new week. It's a new team, and it's another Northeast Kansas League foe, this time hitting the road, taking on a Mar Hill Mount Academy team that comes in at 0-1 following their opening game of the season. They fell at JCN, so it's their first home game of the season. What are your expectations when you're taking the field on Friday night?
You know, it's just to get better. We're really focusing on ourselves in practice. Like I said in the last segment, just really working on offense and getting acclimated to everybody at different positions. And, you know, when talking about Mar Hill, they got some great athletes. You know, they got a huge offensive lineman and defensive lineman that's getting looks at the Division I level. And whenever you have that, you know, that I would focus on running right behind him. So that's definitely going to be a focal point for us. And I know they don't have a ton of kids out right now, and they might have had some injuries during the JCN game, but hopefully we'll be able to get a full game in and go there and just like a business trip, because it's always tough to play at Mar Hill.
Yeah, tough to play there, but again, it's the first road game of the season for your squad. Is there anything different that you guys prepare for throughout the week when you're getting ready to hit the road?
It's just one of those things. You have to come out fast. You know, whenever you go on the road, you want to start fast, because it feels like when that home team gets momentum, the crowd gets behind them. It might be where you get a deer in headlights look to you. So that happened, I think, my second year down at Mar Hill. They got a safety right off the bat and then scored two touchdowns right off the bat, and we were down 18-0 just like that. So we can't afford to have that happen, and hopefully we can go there and just execute and play defense like we did this last week and just keep getting better.
Getting better week by week. It's a little bit of coach speak, and I don't get that from you too often, but I do appreciate it. One final thing we'll let you go is just with everything that comes with your program this year, you got a lot of people that are looking at your program. You guys had a target on your back last year, target on your back this year. Is that something that you do a good job of keeping that within the locker room with these kids?
Yeah, for sure. And we always say you got to embrace expectations, because if you don't have expectations, if nobody have expectations for you, they don't think you're going to have a very good season. So, you know, embracing those expectations, talking about the kids that you just got to look at one game at a time, you know, one practice at a time, one snap at a time, and then hopefully if we can get 1% better each and every practice and each and every game, we'll be where we want to be at the end of the year.
All right, head coach Caleb Wick of the Jackson Heights Cobras. Once again, they hit the road tomorrow at Mar Hill Mount Academy. It'll be on the Cobra Channel. You can tune in on that by going to mscsports.net, click Listen Live, and select the Cobra Channel. Coach, we'll do it again next week. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Boom.